More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. You know, sometimes the growing pains of all of this technology can be a little bit tricky. So I think we may have had a brief server issue, but thank all of you for staying patient because we are still in this transition to the Avenue. Hopefully something like that won't happen again, but don't you worry about me now. I'm going to pick up right where we left off. As a matter of fact, let's talk to Bob. You're on the new 1017 The Truth. How are you?
Hey there, Sherwin, are you still here? I see. Do me a favor today. Just let me say these two things, and then you don't hit me with no questions, because this is a touchy subject, you know. And you're doing, you know. The two points I want to hit on is this, you know. And when you become a freshman in high school, you need to learn about if you get married, if you get together, how do you act when you get a divorce? They need to have that all the way through you get your PhD every year. Because that's what mainly people do. And they, you know, and they, don't get me wrong, history and all that stuff is important and math. But what do 16 or 17, they get a girlfriend, sometimes they get married, they get a baby. So from freshman on up, you should be taught, when you get married, how do you handle money? How do you get a divorce? That's the most important thing, but they don't do that. And the second thing is, man, I talked to one of my friends' mother died a few days ago, and I had five men, black men on the phone. Man, that is so nice to have five black brothers talking on the phone, and we were all in a group talk. Because, you know, black men are the worst thing on this earth. You know, we treat it. You know, we're the worst thing on this earth, you know. I mean, so it was nice to talk to my brothers, five of them all together on the phone for about an hour and a half, boy. So that's the only two things. Are you going to give me a break today, Sherman? I will talk to you later.
I give you a break every time you call, Bob. I'm very nice to you. I'm very accommodating.
You are. But I'm talking about just today. Give me a break.
I do have a question for you. No, hold on.
Oh, man. There you go.
Hang on now. Relax, Bob. I got one question for you. I look to you for your wisdom, Bob, because you've been around the sun a few more times than Sherwin. I just need some advice from a trusted advisor. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask one? Can I ask it?
Go ahead, Sherwin.
Have you ever cheated on a woman? Hold on. I ain't done, man. Have you ever cheated? And if you have, how did you make it right? Bob, he just gone. It says he's still on the phone, though. But right when I asked the question, if he ever cheated, what'd you say, Carrie? I know, because I hung up, but it still showed that he was there. So, damn it. All right, let me read some text messages here. Yes, guys, I know we were off the air. We had a little brief server issue. That's all it was. Mr. Mahdi says, facts, brother, nothing wrong with the truth. Women hate you for telling their secrets. Low down dirty. He gonna work to come over looking ass. The devil attacks a man's mind and a woman's body. These brothers better wake up. I will admit to you, even though I shouldn't, I have been unfaithful before. Avery says, I don't know if I can read all this, Avery. Hold on now. Do I read that? Is that today? No, that's from Wednesday. agreed on all. You're right on this. Is that me? This music piece, and I'm a producer who listens to everything. No, that's not my show. Super important topic. This is my show. Super important topic, I think. Also, this is a great way to slightly change the embroacher. What's that mean? Of what's been topic recently. It's serious, but can be fun. Great work once again. What the hell is an embroacher? All right, let's talk. All right, this is Bob. Bob, what happened to you?
I don't know. The phone just cut off, you know, and, you know, I didn't want to call back, but I did. You know, I'll let you go ahead and hit me with this question. I don't, you know, I don't like it. I want to ease off the air. Because, okay. Yeah, I told you that before. I did mess around, but she messed around more.
So y'all and, both was cheating on each other. So there was no need to make it right if y'all both was cheating.
Well, you say, how do I handle it? That's the most important question that you asked me. How did I handle it?
Yes.
You know, what's nice about it is you got to be strong. You're not, just because you got papers and you're married, don't mean you got papers over her tutu, over marriage. You know, that's her. And you don't hit her. You don't get mad. You just understand she wasn't ready to settle down. Neither was I. And let her go. And get you, maybe try to have another young lady. You man up.
You mean in the emotional moment of finding out your woman has been unfaithful to you, you just man up and just go find another woman? It's okay to be angry. It's not okay to be like to physically express your anger, but it's okay to go through the range of emotions, the anger, the sadness, even the depression once you have been cheated on. It hurts, Bob. It really does.
Sherwin, you know, you need to man up. And be nice, and not nice, but be straightforward. And when you're, I don't know, under pressure, I'm at my best. When I'm, you know, I'm logically thinking. Being that I was a wrestler, I guess that's it, because you have to think. Not emotionally beat somebody up, be mad, and at first just, hey, you know. I'll see you later. You know, okay, we're going to get a divorce, and we're going to, and go about the motions of getting a divorce and man up.
Yeah, but Bob, that doesn't happen right away. Like, depends on the situation. If you're married, you got a home together, and you got a bunch of kids, and when somebody cheats, you don't like, oh, well, let's just go through the divorce now. I'm going to man up. No, there's a lot of turmoil. There might even be some reconciliation. I wish it was that easy when someone was unfaithful in a relationship, because I would be willing to bet. In a marriage where there's assets and children, 75% of marriages where somebody has been unfaithful, they still stay together. It is very rare, I believe, that one person being unfaithful automatically triggers a divorce. Now, a divorce is certainly a thought that comes through both people's minds, obviously, but I bet you most people stay together through unfaithfulness. Now, it changes the marriage. It changes the dynamic of the relationship, but sometimes it may not be worth it to go through everything and literally splitting your life with another human being because of an unfaithful act. As tough as being cheated on might be, having to figure out what you're going to do with the kids, having to get a lawyer, who's going to get what, are you going to sell the house? Like, that's a lot, too.
Okay, Sherry. To end that conversation right quick, I will say this. Women and men in my age bracket, they stuck together whether one messed around or didn't until the kids got grown. And then they was gone. I'm going to live in my mama's basement or whatever until I get my own place. If after the kids is grown, I am not. Some people stay with a person. I'm not going to be dating another woman and staying with this woman because we got assets together. No, I'm gone. I mean, I like you. I mean, I loved you at one time, and I like you now, but I got to go. And man up.
So, but you, wait, Bob. You would stay until the kids are grown?
If the woman acted like, I see, it's happened to me. And I had to raise a kid by myself. 5, 6, and 7.
Who left? She left or you left? You left and took the kids, or she left and left the kids with you?
The kids wanted to stay with me with their honorary behinds. You know, they wanted to stay with me, and they gangstered me. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Who cheated? You or her?
Both of us. She did very much more cheating than I did.
Damn,
I mean, but you shouldn't cheat, period. Even if she cheated. All right, now you're going to let me go.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Bob.
You are honored. You are honored, man.
I know I am. Have a good weekend, bro. You cheater.
All right, thank you.
Oh, cheating ass. You need to stay in the house. You need to stop cheating. How about we, you know what? Let's talk to Al. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. I bet you got a lot to say, don't you?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that the world is not perfect. We all have cheated. We all have slept with somebody's wife or somebody's husband. And depending who and what you are, you probably have multiple people in the bed at the same time. At the end of the day, whether you are a man or a woman, if you are a man, all you are trying to do is get that nut and get that coochie. When you decide to lay in the bed with somebody, you are not looking at her as your next spouse or potential wife. The thing that's on your mind is you trying to figure out if that chocolate cupcake is going to have extra frosting on the top with the cream you put in the middle. And the same for the women. When they decide to get down with the get down, they ain't worried or trying to figure out if that's their next husband. All they want is that back to be blown out, and they want to make sure they can put their juice and cream on their penis. So we need to stop acting like we don't know what we're doing. Because if your emotions is not attached to your heart, your penis, your nuts, your coochie, your breasts, it is nothing but a screw. No more, no less. And you have those who decide to stay in the relationship till the end because they don't want another man or another woman to beat them out. So at the end of the day, people are going to do them. A woman can accept the fact that her husband is cheating, but if she's getting her check, she's going to stay. If a man knows that he got one to stay with and one to play with, he's not going to beat himself out by leaving. He's going to stay there because he got him a cushion to lay on. So at the end of the day, the world is not perfect. Some of y'all women and some of y'all men is still cheating. And y'all going to cheat tonight because it's Friday. And you know when it comes to on-call hoeing, nobody has no morals, no values. Because when the flesh get weak, the body does whatever the hell it wants. And I don't care what you do. Just make sure you look in the mirror and smile and not condemn yourself. And when you go into a relationship, understand this. If they have a woman friend or a male friend, you are not competing. They were there before you. They're probably going to be there after you. And if they're screwing during the time you're there, you just make sure you get on the same page. So now the playing field is even and it's level, and don't nobody have to worry about it being beat out. Because even if you love him or her, and something comes that's more tighter, or something that comes more bigger with a mushroom head and a wide girth, if you can get away with it, you're going to screw it. Even if you're with your best friends or you're with your girls night out, if you can get away with it, you're going to do it. Because when it's said and done, God is going to forgive you for 1 million sins. And if he looked good, some of y'all will screw God, Jesus, Moses, and all them people in the Bible too, just like they did when they were sucking and screwing the fallen angel.
Okay. Thank you, Al. That was okay. We have a lot of phone calls. I got to take a break. I'm going to tell you a story about, and it was recent too. In fact, I was dealing with it and still trying to keep my composure, still trying to do radio every single day. I had a situation happen to me last fall that involved a relationship that I was in and another person. I'll tell you when I come back. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the new 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Owning a home should no longer be a dream. It should be your reality. In fact, you can work with Axe Coaches, and they can put together a plan and a budget for you. They even can help you get $7,000 or more for down payment assistance. You should ask the 267 children who now get to grow up in stable homes because their parents worked with Axe Housing. You can get started on a virtual orientation today by clicking on the Truth link at axehousing.org. That's A-C-T-S-Housing.org. Don't let where you are financially today get in the way of your bright future of being a homeowner. Axe Coaches are here to help. All right, let's, we got some phone calls. Let's talk to Winky. I need you to keep this civil.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this, Dion or Winky? It's Dion. Hello,
no,
Dion.
Man. Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm definitely enjoying your show today. How do I feel about the cheating and stuff like that? Well, I'll tell you this.
I know you
like
cheated.
Now,
will you admit that you've been cheating?
Listen. Don't do all that, because she might be listening.
She is listening.
But anyway, men were never meant to be monogamous, though. The real one just repopulated with one man and one woman. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it all depends. But like you said, I agree with just what you said. Like, I tell my girl all the time, look, we live in good, bills pay. We got 3 or 4 cars living in a 3,500 square foot house. If you go out and do something, long as it's not coming back to the house, I'm not going to be tripping on you about that, though. You know what I'm saying? People do, because, you know, I might not be able to always perform. You know, and you might want to be able to, you know, do what you need to do. You feel what I'm saying, though? Like, man, we living in a new day and age, man. You know, like, the only reason I feel like most people be hurt when they spouse cheat on them because they feel like there's an emotional connection there. Because a person wasn't a virgin when you met them. They had sex previously before you met them. So why, if they have sex with somebody while they with you, it's a big deal. You know, you just feel like there's some type of emotional connection there. So I think that's what really bothers people the most. Just give it a little twat up. I ain't crying over that, man. I'm 45 years old, man. You know what I'm saying?
So have you ever been cheated on, Dion?
I probably have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I don't inquire about that.
You've never caught a woman cheating on you.
Man, I know I never have caught a woman cheat on me, but I've been caught in the bed numerous, but this was when I was younger though. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't crying over that though, man. You know
you
what
mean
I'm saying?
Like, you're lying. You've never cried over a woman? You're a liar. Yes, you have. Every man has cried over a woman.
Oh, wait, no. Listen to me. When I was younger and I was not able to control my emotions, yes, I did cry over my daughter's mother. I have a 20, she'll be 29 this year. I have a 29-year-old daughter, so I had teenage love. As I got older, it gets easier. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be crying over a woman if she chooses to go out and give her body to whoever she want to give her body to. That's her body. I have no control over that, though. You understand what I'm saying? So, no, I have cried when I was younger, but since I've been 20 and on up, no, I'm not about to be shedding no tears over nothing like that because you was doing it before I met you. You understand what I'm saying?
Have so you ever been in love? Trip? Other than your daughter's mother, have you been in love?
Yes.
Okay. Are you
but
in
you
love?
But you fall out of love, though. That's only momentarily.
Then it's not real love. Love is permanent. If you're in love with a woman, you're always going to love her. I believe that. That's how you know it's real.
You always going to love her. Yes, you always going to love her, but you're not going to have that, oh, my God, you know, them butterflies, like, when you hear her name and the butterflies come and all that. Like, no, that faded away, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love her. You know what I'm saying? I love her to death. That's my woody. You know what I'm saying? But I also this, like I tell her, I was living before I met you, and I live on after you leave. You know, you got to play the game, though. You feel what I'm saying, though? That's just how I look at it, though. Now, maybe I might be wrong. I have my own opinion about things. You understand what I'm saying? And I see things differently from other people, but that don't necessarily mean I'm wrong. I just don't agree with how other people agree. You know, right. Even she felt a certain way about how I feel. But I'm enjoying your show, man, and you keep it up, man. I hope you have a chance to watch that documentary on Tubi, man, because whoo, them Republicans, boy, they know they something else. But all right, man, I got to finish doing these emissions because I get off at 1 and I'm heading to my other job. So all I'll right. talk to you later.
Have well, a good weekend.
So tonight.
All right.
Okay. Did somebody have a Toyota Highlander out there?
Somebody had a Toyota Highlander out there.
I was just advised not to tell my story. Somebody just texted me and was like, don't do it. Should I do it? I shouldn't do it. Mr. Mahdi says, you asked Bob that question already. He never asked that question. Donna says, if couples set boundaries and those boundaries, whatever may be crossed, would classify as cheating. Well, a boundary is don't be with another person. Isn't that a reasonable boundary? But I guess you have to define cheating based on your relationship. What I have found, and I think this is what turned me off to the idea of marriage a long time ago, because a married woman who has checked out of her relationship, so in her mind, whether she has communicated this to her husband or not, and because she has told her husband that he is about to be her ex-husband and she is going to file divorce papers, doesn't mean that he believes her. But in her mind, it's clear. She is no longer confused. She has not cried another tear. She has already checked out of that marriage and is starting to plan her life on the other side of that marriage. When a woman gets in that frame of mind, when she knows, believes, and understands that her relationship is irreconcilable, she will start hunting for another man. Because it seems to me, and I'm not trying to generalize all women, but upper Midwestern, middle-aged women, they don't want to be alone and they don't want to be single mothers. So they're going to try and secure some kind of companionship before they leave the marriage officially. Because in her mind, she's checked out of the marriage. It's over. She doesn't want to be with him anymore. They're not compatible. She doesn't love him. Whatever the thing is, when she makes her mind up that the relationship is over, she's going to start looking. And it's terribly dangerous and it's toxic and it's a recipe for disaster to go from one relationship, whether it be a marriage or not, into your next. You've got to give yourself adequate time to heal. You have to. You have to. It's not good. Obviously, a lot of women who are married I've met haven't been involved with them. But there was two in particular that showed me the level of deception that women are capable of that men will never detect. That is why, fellas, you just have to mind your P's and Q's. And so when she sets down the foundation of the relationship and the boundaries, violate those at your own risk, because you are giving her a free opportunity to be unfaithful. Most women will communicate very, very well what they want, what they need, and what they expect. And before they agree to be with you in an exclusive relationship, they need to get those things. Now, we know that people change over time. But if she is not getting all of those things she originally set down that she needs to be in a committed relationship with you, you are allowing her to go and find that thing with someone else. And she's not always going to tell you. Most people are not going to do the amicable thing and say, hey, you know what? Not really feeling the same. You know, things are different. You know, maybe we should end this. Maybe we can be friends. Maybe not. But I want to exit this relationship. I'm just going to remove myself. You know, you're very nice. Good luck to you. And just leave. It doesn't happen that way. Very rarely does it happen that way. It's usually they'll warn you. They'll warn you again. They'll give you a final warning. And if you don't take heed, they're already checked out of that relationship and finding somebody else. You will get cheated on, fellas. You will. All right, take a break, come back, read some text messages, the ones that I can read. 262-444 wants me to tell my story. Maybe I'll give you guys the Cliff Note version of it, because it just happened. Like, it was an extended period of time from last fall up until the early parts of this year, and I was like really, really super messed up. And I was trying for the life of me to not let my emotional turmoil impact the job I was doing on the radio. And because if y'all would have been able to tell, I'm sure somebody would have said something. But it was some days where I didn't sleep the night before, like zero sleep, and then had to get up and prepare for a radio show with a complete inability to concentrate because not only did I not sleep, I was consumed by my relationship issues at the time. But I guess that's what being a man is all about, right? No matter what is bothering you on the inside, you can't show it on the outside. Either way, I'll be right back.
You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Black-owned businesses are the cornerstone and backbone of our community. From the classic barbershop debate to the local family-owned restaurants we've enjoyed, these fond memories show the greatness of what Milwaukee was, is, and will be. This is why the new 101.7 The Truth and Associated Bank have teamed up to rebuild the backbone of Milwaukee through our Black-owned business give back. Our goal is to help local Black businesses grow and succeed together. The home of Milwaukee Black Talk will be giving away $2,000 worth of free commercial advertising for a whole month to the first 10 Black-owned businesses who go to blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up every month from now until December 31st. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. And tomorrow at 10 a.m., make sure you tune into the Soft Life Chronicles presented by All of Us Milwaukee. Denise Thomas will be joined by a couple of guests, Gina Green Harris, Anita Sparks, and Diane Milner. And they're all going to have a discussion about how the Divine Nine fraternities and sororities have been impacted by All of Us. So tune into the Soft Life Chronicles at 10 a.m. tomorrow, presented by All of Us Milwaukee and on the new 101.7 The Truth. All right, guys. So I'm torn here because I'm being urged not to tell the story. How about I give you a Cliff Notes version of it? I, at some point in time, was involved with a person and I had an unpredictable and kind of tumultuous involvement with this individual. There were always trust issues, right? Started off with trust issues that never really went away. And it's tough to put all of yourself in a situation where you're skeptical. And because I was so skeptical and the skepticism remained, it just didn't heal. Usually that's a sign in which you should probably just be friends or, I don't know, take a moment to reconsider. But that didn't happen. I'm going to pause. Let's talk to Steven. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, Sherman, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
What's up, man? Yeah, man, first time calling your show, man.
Welcome.
Been following.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I go back to your WNOV days. You're on there.
I appreciate
and,
you.
Want to say you got a real Eric Vaughn like presence to your show, dude. Really, may he rest in peace.
Indeed, that is a tremendous compliment. I've always been trying to walk near his shoes. I know I could never fill them.
Right. Actually, a couple years ago, I ran into you at the store, Myers, and I said to myself, "That's like Sherwin Hughes." And so I was with my wife.
You sure were. I remember that.
No, I don't think you.
Are you? I think I do remember. You were with. Were there some really? Children with y'all too? It was some babies there
too. Yeah, kids were with us. Yep. And you were like, I said, "Are you Sherwin Hughes?" And you was. I think you was like shocked. I don't know why. You were like, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, man, it's Sherwin Hughes." You know, and you know, so that was nice to put a to see you in person. You know what I mean? So. But no, I'm calling because I recently found this show on Netflix. It just released like Wednesday, and it is a series about Jeffrey Dahmer. Have you heard of that?
I have heard about it. Every time I open up my social media, somebody else is talking about it. I have reservations on watching it because I remember the Dahmer era. I remember watching live on the news as they were bringing out garbage bags full of human remains. Like, that whole era of Milwaukee history is just something I'd like to put behind me. But everybody is talking about this damn show.
The opener, the first couple of minutes, it's like, it's really creepy where he's in his actual apartment and he has like the guy that he picked up at the bar or whatever. And it's the music, the whole vibe is, it gives you goosebumps. And just the way that the character that the actor who portrays Jeffrey is staring into the eyes of the other guy is crazy. And it's like, what are these, you know, the victims' families, they got to be like re-traumatized by this whole series being out.
Are you still there, Steven? Do we lose you?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All right. So you would recommend it? Do you recommend that I watch the damn show, Steven?
I think being from Milwaukee, you should watch the show.
I hear that it humanizes the victims, or does it try to humanize Jeffrey Dahmer? Because if it tries to make him look like a victim some kind of way, then I don't want to support that.
Now that I don't know, because I've only gotten through the first episode, so I'll probably finish watching the rest tonight or something like that.
All right.
I always hear you talk about, you know, you were in high school during that time, but you, while he was on the streets, were you like ever worried that, you know, you might run into him or something like that? Because you were of age, right?
No, I was, I think that happened in like 91 and I was 16. So no, I wasn't going out and hanging out. First of all, in the area that he was at, I was told as a child to avoid those areas. I did have a driver's license and I was exploring the city quite a bit at around that time, but I still stayed away from, like, he lived on 27th and Kilbourne. And he was hanging out in what is now the Walker's Point area. My parents had always cautioned me about hanging out on the South Side for any reason, so I stayed clear. And plus, okay, I would have known, like, if a man would have approached me for any reason, I would have been not only suspicious, but especially me back then, I would have taken tremendous offense to it. So he wouldn't have got me now. He wouldn't have got me.
Is the apartment complex where he lived, is that still vacant?
Vacant lot? Vacant lot, yes. But they tore it down, probably 15, 20 years ago, because it became such like a macabre tourist attraction and people were coming from all over and taking photos and videos, and the neighborhood didn't want it there either because it was a reminder of arguably one of the worst serial killer incidents in American history. And so by removing the building, hopefully we remove some of those bad memories. But Steven, I gotta go, man. Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate it, and I thank you for the recommendation on the Dahmer flick. I might check it out this weekend.
Cool, man. Appreciate you taking my call. Have a good weekend. All right.
All right, you too. All right, guys. I can't tell the story. Put it this way: I got caught being unfaithful, and the women that I was involved with ended up talking to each other and sharing and comparing notes. I'll let you fill in the rest. Now, thankfully, one of them has a golden heart and had the ability to forgive me, which I don't know if I would have been able to forgive myself, especially if I would have shared information. So if a woman cheated on me and like I ended up talking to the dude that she cheated with, I would have never forgiven her. We'd like to thank Gruber Law Offices for being a founding partner of the new 101.7 The Truth. We're happy to be supported by a law firm who has made such a positive impact on our community. So if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. And we appreciate American Family Insurance for being another founding partner of 101.7 The Truth. We're happy to be supported by an insurance agency who continues to step up and invest in our community. They're here to get you one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more. And Associated Bank, thank you for being a founding partner of the new 101.7 The Truth. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black-owned businesses. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. You guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.